Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I have a whiteboard in my office right across from me, and I wish I could just say, hey, everybody, walk over here with me, and then I would draw something that kind of looks like a mountain, and then I would put a squiggly line, you know, that so it would be an iceberg, and, you know, 10% is above the line. And I would write sexual immorality and homosexuality and abortion and, you know, lying and all kind of things above the line. And all I would want people to see is that that is only the symptoms. And there's a reason we got here. And then underneath that squiggly line where everyone would say, oh, that's underneath the water, is I would write truth. Is it relative or absolute? And I would walk them through a journey of what happened in the late 1800s with the German critics and philosophers and how that leaked into American seminaries and launched what we call the modernist controversy. And then by the time it went mainstream in the 50s, beatniks, and then 60s, it was existentialism. And it was, you know, do your own thing. And then the birth of the middle of the 60s, make love, not war. And so there was no truth. You know, who are you to say what's right or what's wrong? And so we have a generation of people that their lens, their ears, if they can clearly, because of how they've grown up and what our educational system in many places has taught them, is you can dichotomize and say, you know, I can say that's black and you can say that's white, and we look at each other and say, oh yeah, that's right. Now, we don't do that, you know, we don't do that in any other area of life. You know, I can't go to the gas station and, hey, what do you take, diesel or gas? Ah, it doesn't matter. Whatever feels good to you, put it in there. Or you don't go to the doctor and, you know, you say, well, you know, how are you feeling? And I say, oh, I feel really pretty bad. It's, you know, it's my chest. Well, you want some penicillin or Viagra? I mean, I mean, are you kidding me? And so we all live with absolutes, but we're in a culture, in a world now inside the church where their mindset and their belief system is that truth is what I believe it to be and what I accept. And it's a role reversal. Instead of God as this holy, righteous, shepherd, loving father, but holy judge, it's we flip it around and we judge God. Well, you know, I don't think God should be saying that. Or who is he? Like, who is he to say that this is wrong or that is wrong? I mean, all he did is, you know, make the whole universe and breathe it out of his word and rise from the dead. I mean, like, who are you to tell me? I mean, we don't say it that blatantly, but that's what our lifestyles say. And unfortunately, the consequences are devastating in terms of what's happened in relationships, families.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.